Well, just by the way, he's wanted to come in, just let's explain to you about the story that I've been telling you. These stories come from the Bible. And the story of Jesus, the story of Peter, are real stories. Right? Not like some of the stories we had at school about Winnie the Pooh and Lolly, which are made up stories, a fantastic story, a made up story. This is a true story. It's a true story. It actually happened. Some of the things I tell you about what Peter's thinking, I use my imagination. Because we can, when we read the Bible, we can actually say, what would you have been thinking? And we can use our imagination and we can sort of begin to think what Peter was thinking. Those bits, I think are fairly right, but the main story about Peter, that I really want you to know and understand, and the real story about Peter, are true historical stories. So the story, right? I get that. Poor Peter. Because the third story he started was with Peter being very sad. And the first story starts with Peter being very sad. He's really bad, can't you? A really bad face. It's the first day of the week. Very, very early in the morning, and Peter hasn't slept all night. I hope none of you have bad nights like that, but Peter hasn't slept all night. It's been a really bad time. They were scared, they were hiding, in case the soldiers came to get them. And did to them what they did to Jesus. Really scared, really frightened, really sad. Can't be able to sleep. It's still dark, he was awake. And he was thinking. He was so sad. Why? Because Jesus now is dead. His wonderful friend was dead. And he was laying in the tomb in the soldier's garden. Jesus hoped that Jesus was going to, Peter hoped that Jesus was going to come and rescue them from their enemies. Peter hoped that Jesus was going to give them hope of forgiveness for their sins, so that God could show his care and kindness to them. And Peter began to hope that Jesus actually could give them eternal life. Jesus, he said, hasn't he? He said, Jesus, you have the word of eternal life. Peter didn't believe that, but now Jesus is dead. How could Jesus give eternal life now he's dead? Just didn't seem to end up at all. And Peter, as he was sitting there early this morning, began to remember some of the things. He began to remember that first occasion when Jesus first looked into his eyes. And Peter felt such love. And felt that Jesus knew all about him. And when Jesus said, your name will be called Peter. Peter remembered that tremendous exciting story about when Jesus fed the 5,000 people with those who fed that bread and those fish, and then we got those spies and wanted to make Jesus king. He remembers riding into Jerusalem and everybody cheering Jesus. These are all memories coming back to him and they seem so hopeful. But now Jesus is dead. And then he thought of his failure. How would Jesus need him to stay awake? He'd gone to sleep. How that when Jesus was being beaten up and going to be killed, he said he didn't even know him, and he said he didn't even know him any time. What memory? What memory? They round and round his mind. Jesus is lying in the tomb and told his garden. Best friend, dead. He jumped, because they were scared of the soldiers coming. And suddenly there's a bang on the door. It was only just in the night. And if soldiers are ever going to come and arrest you, it's first thing in the morning. And so Peter went back to a spy hole in the door, and he looked through the spy hole to see who was out there. It wasn't the soldiers. It was a lady. Somebody he knew. It was Mary. Hey, come in, Mary. Come in. What are you doing, Pam? It's dangerous to come in the morning. She said, Peter, I've just been down at the tomb. She said, there's no soldiers. And in fact, the stone's been rolled away from the hole. There's no body. The body's gone. She said, what? Have they stolen the body? He said, John, wake up. Come on, we've got something to do. We'll go down and pull this out, Mary. We'll find out who's stolen the body. So off they ran, early in the morning, down to where Jesus had been buried in the tomb to see what was there. And when they got down there, better run. I think John might have run Sammy's marriage today. John actually got there first. And John looked in. You can imagine, can't you? Bright sunshine early morning, looking into a dark cave. He could see anything to start with, and gradually his eyes got used to the light, and he could see nothing. It's empty. By the time Peter got there, you know what Peter's like, don't you? He said, get out of the way, John, push yourself and right in the light. And then John followed him, and he looked around, it was empty. And then I noticed something very, very strange. Very strange. Laying on the floor, for the clothes or the cloth that Jesus' body had been wrapped up in. And in those days, they used to wrap the body when it was dead in a great big bandage, really, starting at the feet, round and round and round and round and round and round, round, right up the head. So it was like a cocoon, round and round and round and round, like a big bandage, all the way up the body. And when they looked, that cloth was still lying there. And they said, that's strange. If somebody had stolen the body, they wouldn't stop to undo that bandage. They'd take the body and wrap up still. They wouldn't just leave that stand. Then they thought, there's something even more strange. It's exactly in the same position as if the body could have been inside it. The only way I can explain to you children is like this. It was as if Jesus' body had been an unlife, had been wrapped up in this cloth, and then felt it. And the cloth was just laying there, wouldn't it? Just as though the ice had melted, but that it would have kept its shape. And that was just as though it seemed to Jesus' body. The cloth was just rolled around just as it would have been, but no body. John immediately smiled. He had a lovely warm feeling, a lovely love in his heart. He remembered what Jesus had said. Jesus had said he would rise again. Something that nobody could do but God. All these people can't rise again. Jesus was the Son of God, and Jesus had risen again. Peter just couldn't believe that. Peter just went away absolutely amazed in his mind, confused. John was happy. Peter was still very mixed up. And on the way back, they may be talking about it. And people are thinking, well, if Jesus has risen from the dead, then he's gone to heaven, and I'm never, ever going to have to see Jesus again to say I'm so sorry. For going to sleep when I shouldn't have done, for saying I didn't know him 3 times. Well, they got back to the room where some of the other disciples were. They went inside, shut the door tight, locked it, Peter followed the train, and told them. And they talked and they talked and they talked to some of them and said, oh, we don't believe that, John. That's hard to believe. And then, knock again. Looked out through the hole in the door. Wasn't the soldiers, it was the ladies. Their friends, and they came in and they said, what do you want? They said, we've seen Jesus. He's alive. He actually talked to us. I know it's hard to believe, they said, but Jesus is actually alive. And he showed us his hands, and the marks of the nails went through when they crucified him are still there. He's risen from the dead. And Peter, Jesus said he wants to meet you. Well, Peter felt. Jesus wants to meet Peter. Well, we don't really know much about the part of the story of the Bible. So, pretty sure Peter didn't go to find Jesus. Remember the story I told you last year, the lost sheep? That sheep that got lost, and the shepherd went looking for the lost sheep. So I think this is what this was like. Peter was like the lost sheep. He really let God down. He didn't think he could be forgiven. But Jesus went looking for Peter. Jesus loved lost sheep so much. He loved lost Peter so much, like you and me. He went looking for Peter, and he's looking for Peter today to be his friend. He went looking for Peter, and he found Peter. We don't know what to say. All I know is that Peter wrote a letter many years later, and in that letter he said, Jesus suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Peter wrote that. I think that's what Jesus said to him. Peter, he said, don't you realize? I want to forgive you. I'm not going to punish you. gospel with the clean heart, for you, Peter, for the dirty heart. If I can then make you clean, then you can come to heaven, and you can know God as your friend, and me as your friend. That's why I died, Peter. That's the very reason I died, because people like you, Peter. The very reason I died. So don't worry, Peter. You're sorry for your sin. I've forgiven your sin. That evening, all the disciples saw Jesus. Look at those happy faces. What a difference now. They saw Jesus. And Jesus, although he didn't come through the door, like in New York, he just appeared there, because he was risen from the dead now, yet he ate food with them to prove he wasn't a ghost. That's very amazing, isn't it? Well, things are very different now. They were going around doing healing and teaching. The disciples didn't spend a great deal of time with Jesus now. They were still locked up in their rooms, trying to keep out of the way, in case they got arrested. But Peter said one day, I'm going to go fishing. He was fed up waiting. He still hadn't learned his lesson to wait to see what Jesus told him to do. He said, I'm going to go fishing. And some of the other disciples said, we're going to go with you, please, Peter. So they went and found their boat, and they got the nets ready, and they went fishing! Evening, the sun had gone down, and it was going to be a lovely night for fishing. And they cast their nets into the water, and they caught
nothing.
They fished hard, and they fished hard, and they caught nothing. Exactly like before. They spent all night fishing, and they caught nothing. And I'm pretty sure inside their hearts, he must be thinking, I know why this is. It's because I didn't wait for Jesus to tell him what he wanted me to do. I'm doing this because I want to do it. And that's why we caught nothing. And they caught nothing. And when the morning came, they were going back to the beach, the sun had risen. They saw somebody standing on the beach, and they said, oh, it's one of the fish merchants. Ah, you haven't got any fish to sell this morning. It had been a nice night fishing, nevertheless. And they got near the beach, the man called out, have you caught anything? You haven't caught anything, said Peter. Then the voice came back, put your net over on the right hand side of the boat. I thought that was strange, a fish merchant telling them to put your net over the right hand side of the boat. So cast the net over the right hand side of the boat. Caught a net full of fish, huge net full of fish. So heavy they could hardly lift the net up into the boat. And then John said, he looked again and he said, it's Jesus! And immediately Peter got away, looked his coat away. He jumped out of the boat, he wasn't walking on water this time, up to his neck in water and waved ashore to see Jesus. And Jesus had already got barbecue going on the beach. Fish burning over a lovely fire. And so the disciples came towards the shore and they got out and they all sat round for a lovely breakfast. And they were talking and sharing. And Jesus said, Peter? Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? And everybody around the fire stopped talking. And they all looked at Peter. And Peter looked at the eyes of Jesus. And as he looked into the eyes of Jesus, he knew Jesus loved him so much. He didn't deserve to be loved by Jesus. And he knew why Jesus loved him so much, because he died for him. Jesus loved him so much. What was Peter going to say? And the thought was going around in his mind went back to another time he was sitting down on the fire. Another time he was sitting down on the fire, and somebody spoke to him. On that occasion they said, do you know Jesus? And he said, no, I don't know Jesus. And now he was sitting down the fire and all eyes were looking at him, and Jesus was saying to him, do you love me, Peter? And Peter thought, I want to say yes. But how can I say yes when I treated Jesus like that? And so he said, Jesus, I'm fond of you. Jesus spoke to him again and said, Peter, do you love me? Peter really wants to say yes, I love you, but he couldn't really say that the way he treats Jesus. He says, Jesus, I'm fond of you. If you remember, Jesus said he didn't love Jesus three times. And three times Jesus asked Peter if he loved him. The third time, Jesus very kindly said, I love you tomorrow, and say, Peter, all your eyes are watching him. Peter, are you fond of me? And Peter said, oh, Jesus, you know I'm so fond of you. I really want you to be my friend. I really want to be your friend forever and ever and ever. And so Jesus said, Peter, he said, from now on, he said, I'm going to go back to heaven. Very soon I'm going to leave you. But I'm going to send my spirit into your loving heart that are now clean because I've washed them clean. I forgive you your sins, and we're going to live in your heart to give you power. My power will be in your heart. And I want you for me, Peter, to look after people that believe in me. I want you to teach them all that I've taught you. I want you to go into all the world. All the world, Peter. You were talking to the other disciples of the door now. And tell people the words of eternal life. That they will know my love for them. And will trust in me. And when he looked round, he could see their faces were very sad. They were sad because Jesus had reminded them again that he was leaving. But Jesus said, understand this, he said. I will never, ever leave you. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, but through my spirit, I will never leave you. Even unto the end of the world. And that's the text of God up there. And lo, I'm with you always. Even to the end of the world. Jesus speaking. That's what he said to Peter. Peter who let him down so badly. So children, we come to the end of our Holy Bible class. And I want you to understand, just as Jesus forgave Peter his sin, his failures. We're all a bit like Peter. And just as Jesus gave him a heart that was clean and pleasing to God. And just as Jesus promised Peter that he would be his special friend, so Jesus promises that to us. There's a lovely chorus in front. You can make it a prayer if you want to. Cleanse me from my sin, Lord. Put your power within, Lord. Take me as I am, Lord, and make me all your own. Keep me day by day, Lord, in your perfect way, Lord. Make my heart your palace and your royal throne.